And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hi, friends. If you listen to The Audible, we know that you can't get enough of a good sports story. And that's why The Athletic is excited to share a new daily sports podcast with our friends at Wondery that you're going to want to tune into. It's called The Lead. This is going to be your favorite daily sports podcast. Each weekday morning, The Lead will bring you one big story from The Athletic's all-star team of local and national sports reporters to make you the most knowledgeable sports fan in the room. From the lasting impact of the blown pass interference call in last season's NFC Championship game, to Marta's viral video from the 2019 Women's World Cup, to other hot-button stories, The Lead is your daily lens into the biggest stories of the day, told by the people that write them. The Lead is hosted by sports writer Kavitha Davidson and Peabody Award-winning journalist Anders Kelto, and they'll take you behind the scenes with exclusive interviews you won't hear anywhere else. You're about to hear a preview of the first episode of The Lead, featuring a recap of Sunday's eagerly awaited Saints-Rams rematch and what really went down after that controversial no-call in last season's playoffs. Shocker, the Saints got screwed again in Sunday's game. While you're listening, check out to theathletic.com/thelead for The Lead's featured articles on The Athletic, and go subscribe to The Lead on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. There's also a link in the episode notes that will take you there.
In last season's NFL playoffs, as every football fan remembers, the New Orleans Saints were on the verge of a trip to the Super Bowl.
Quick snap. Breeze.
But then... one of the worst calls in sports history.
Crowd's going crazy as there's no flag right on the Saints sideline.
It was all anyone could talk about for days.
The bad call that had Saints fans screaming last night.
A glaring case of pass interference.
One of the most obvious cases you'll ever see, and it wasn't penalized.
And it led to an unprecedented response from Saints fans. Billboards, boycotts, federal lawsuits against the NFL.
Including reports of a possible class action lawsuit against the NFL filed by people who lost big money betting on the Saints.
The issue even ended up on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
The state of Louisiana is outraged because of what happened in the Superdome last Sunday.
Yesterday, the teams met in a highly anticipated rematch, and once again, the Saints were on the wrong end of a bad call.
This should have been a touchdown for the New Orleans Saints. And
today, we're going to talk with The Athletic's Larry Holder, a football columnist who lives in New Orleans, about Saints fans' epic quest for justice after last season's blown call.
And we'll hear from Saints fans at yesterday's game who, let's just say, were not feeling great.
I'm feeling dejected, and I'm thinking, you know, hey, we can't catch a good call.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Monday, September 16th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Kavitha.
What's up, Anders?
Well, before we get started, this is the very first episode of The Lead.
Mm-hmm.
And since you and I are the hosts, I thought maybe we should just quickly explain what the show is.
So The Lead is the show I always wish existed. I'm a sports writer, but I was a sports fan first.
And it's really all about great stories.
Great stories from great sports reporters who are all over the country. I mean, these are journalists who live in these cities and know these teams and know these players.
But you don't have to be a fan of those teams or those players to care about these stories.
Right.
For example, in this first episode, you talked to Larry Holder, who has covered the New Orleans Saints for almost 15 years, about why that terrible call last season provoked such an unprecedented response.
Yeah, and it really helped me to understand why Saints fans did what they did and why fans at yesterday's game were so demoralized. It's really something anyone could identify with.
So, should we get to the story?
Let's go for it. So, Larry, let's start with a very basic question. How important is football, is the game of football, to the city of New Orleans?
I'll just put it to you this way. When Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans, August 2005, and of course everyone is recovering from the storm, people are literally taking their FEMA checks to buy Saints season tickets. That's how important the Saints are to this community. And I'd say without the Saints returning to the city at that point, I don't think this city would have ever actually rebounded. So I would say, unlike many, if any, NFL fan base within the league.
All right, so let's go back to this incredible no call. It's last year's NFC Championship game. The Saints and the Rams are tied in the fourth quarter, and the Saints look like they're about to score and book a trip to the Super Bowl. Walk us through what happens next.
Tommy Lee Lewis, who is really kind of an unknown receiver within the Saints receiving corps, he's not one of their top targets. He's basically running free down the sideline.
Quick snap, Breeze.
And then Nickel Roby Coleman, in absolute desperation, flies basically head first into Tommy Lee Lewis as Drew Breeze has a perfect pass.
Pass is incomplete, no flag for Tommy Lee Lewis.
Two officials are looking at each other. One looks like he's about to take the flag out and throw it. A second one basically says no, 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 and it's not pass interference, or a helmet-to-helmet call, which is also, of course, illegal in the NFL. And the play just goes on.
So you're in the stadium when this happens. How does the crowd react?
It was utter aghast.
Crowd's going crazy as there's no flag right on the Saints sideline.
And then, of course, the replay, they put it up on the big screens in the Superdome, and everyone loses their minds.
I mean, all he was doing was staring down Lewis and just playing the man. And
you add it all together, and it became a complete and utter debacle. The Rams get the ball back. The Saints defense is probably a little bit in shell shock. The Rams drive down the field. They kick a field goal, send it to overtime. The Saints get the ball first in overtime. Drew Brees is hit, throws an interception, which means when the Rams get the ball back, all they've got to do is kick a field goal.
Bad snap. The kick is...
That was a preview of the first episode of The Lead. To hear the rest of the episode, listen and subscribe to The Lead on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.